Monty Python meets opera? That's exactly what happened in London last week, where the Philadelphia Inquirer's David Patrick Stern saw how smart vulgar humor can be.
Though the Benvenuto Cellini overture by Hector Berlioz is about as standard as repertoire gets, the opera attached to it is a special needs piece that pushes the limits of any opera company in nearly every possible direction. Such qualities apparently appeal to Monty Python graduate Terry Gilliam, who directs the current production at the English National Opera.
It's trying to work out this balance to maintain romanticism, outrageousness, scoundrelness, and true artistry. An interesting mix.
The opera depicts the Renaissance sculptor Benvenuto Cellini casting his famous statue of Perseus amid Rome's chaotic Carnivale season, in which the chorus has to sing intricate rhythms unrivaled until Stravinsky. The production's opening outdoes The Lion King, with giant-sized puppets coming down the aisle, confetti raining down from the ceiling, and a general manner that shows how any production of this opera has to go all the way. The other hero, heard here in Berlioz's Damnation of Faust, is Missouri-born, Europe-based tenor Michael Spires, who is able to handle the high-flying title role of Cellini and not mind that the composer left no room for applause. The production wasn't just big and loud, but naughty. When the Perseus statue is cast, it's only seen from the waist down. So, yes, the audience was left applauding the statue's crotch. What would be the word for that? Pythonic?
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.